Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is another Daily Dose of Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. So, here is Sam. He decided that he really, really, really needed to be up on the couch with me. Now, after I was away for 4 days, it was really, really hard on him. Apparently, I just did not have any idea that he would react so strongly to my being gone. And he was, you know, he was not a happy camper, from what I heard, during the time that I was away. So, since I got back, he has been making a point of, as soon as I sit down, he wants to be up next to me. In there, right, Sam? Oh, Sam, you're a big guy. He apparently has forgotten that he is not a lap dog. Here, okay. So, you know, it's hard because as an empath, I can still perceive, you know, I mean, we can perceive animals, and there's Luna. Hey, Luna. Come on. We can still perceive what they're feeling, and it's sort of, you know, it's kind of a double-edged thing. It's wonderful to be able to be empathic and perceive what it is that others need so you can respond to what they need. Well, okay. So, and Luna's being very fussy because Sam's up on the couch with me. So, the idea that, you know, we hate to disappoint anyone, whether it's a human or whether it's an animal, we really hate to feel that sense of disappointment. Now, the important thing is to consider whether or not someone else's disappointment is a reason for us to change something that we do, change something, our way of walking in this world, or our choices as to where we go. Okay, bye. Our choices as to where we go and what we do. So consider that, first off, yes, you're feeling their disappointment, but you're feeling their disappointment with their story added on top of it. I mean, it may not be something that normally, you know, you would think would be that overwhelming or that big, but if that person has created a story around what it is that they feel, it could feel that much more intense, which means that we pick it up as a more intense emotion and a more intense experience, and that makes us feel worse. Because then it's like, wow, instead of a level 5 discomfort, we sense in them level 10 discomfort, and it makes us feel bad. Consider that what you're feeling is not based just on what the experience is. And there will always be times when we will have to take care of things. We cannot be all things for all people in the moment that they need us to be. That's just bottom line. Yeah, it's life. And the amazing thing about this experience we call life is that it is all about learning and growing. And it's not just for us to grow. It's for other people who have gotten very used to having somebody there who always understands, who always gets them, who makes them feel safe. Empaths are better at making people feel safe than anybody else. We can have someone just feel so secure and so loved and so understood, and people really, really like having that to the point where they don't want you to go. They don't want you to do your things. And it can be a little bit frustrating. What is it, Luna? Come on. Oh, there you are. Speaking of the other member of the dynamic duo. Yeah, you guys haven't seen Luna in a while. I mean, even she was a little bit, you know, clingy after I first got back. Now that I've been home for almost a week, she's starting to get a little bit more used to it. But, you know, even she needed me. And that's cool and that's sweet. And it's also important to not need people to need us, or, you know, not make that the priority. Just because someone needs something from us does not mean that it's our job to drop everything and take care of it. And that's probably one of the most difficult things for empaths to do, is to, well, there you go. Why don't you sit up there? To be able to decide what it is that we need to provide for others and what is it that we need to do to take care of ourselves. And when we're able to find balance with that, when we're able to find equilibrium with that, to say, you know, okay, I can be there for you in this capacity. And if they start calling a little too much, Luna, don't bump this, bump the camera. You know, people, you know, who call, you know, over and over and a bit too often. Or, you know, people who want to spend a lot of time talking to you, or, oh, well, can we meet for this? Can we meet for that? And it's tough because, you know that they're asking because at least they feel that they need it. It makes things easier for them. Right, Luna? But it is equally important that we demonstrate to them that they can stand on their own two feet, that we believe in their ability to be okay, that they're going to be all right, and that you can give what you can give, and that's it. One of the best phrases that I ever learned was to tell people that I am happy to be a part of the answer, but I cannot be the only answer. And I spent a lot of years trying to be the only answer. And all that did was drain me. All that did was, you know, suck the life out of, you know, the things that I enjoyed doing because I didn't have time to do the things I enjoyed because I was wanting to take care of other people. So, you know, now after a lot of years of learning, I've learned that it's okay to say no, or at least to say not now and maybe another time. If somebody calls when I really need some downtime, it's, you know what, I will call you back tomorrow. And, or I put a time limit. It's like, well, I've got about 30 minutes. So, you know, we can at least talk a little bit and then we'll talk more tomorrow. So it's okay to do that. Give yourself permission. Honestly, it feels really good to be able to, you know, set time for yourself and to have the people around you. I mean, ultimately, they'll be all right. You make things easier, but it's not that you are responsible for keeping them okay 24/7, because then it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy that it's going to go badly. Either you're going to get burnt out and start avoiding them, or they're going to start to really become demanding, and then, you know, it could damage your relationship. Setting up good boundaries, protecting your time and, you know, your space is okay. And we don't have to let the empath in us make the decision that we always have to be there. We always have to give. Yes, this is a gift. Yes, it is something that can help people, but that doesn't mean we have to be that all the time. We've all got to have time that we set aside who we are in the outside world so we can just relax and be ourselves. So, keep that in mind, and I wish you many wonderful times of helping balanced with times of taking care of you. So, thank you for joining me, and if you like this video, then please press like. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, then please leave them in the comments section. For those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, I encourage you to follow the link in the description to the YouTube page. And for those who are here for the first time, welcome. And if you like what's going on the channel, if you like the videos that I'm doing, then consider subscribing. That would really help out the channel and help things to grow. If you want to reach me, you can do so through my Facebook group, Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen. You can follow me on Twitter, or you can reach me through my email address, which is in the description. So again, thank you for joining me. And as always, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you and see you next time. Bye. Say bye.